Businessman and technology specialist Stephen Williams has been speaking of some of the challenges facing Barbados in exploring the digital frontier. He was speaking from the floor at the just-held State of the Sector Conference hosted by the Small Business Association.
You have IT engineers, you have programmers, you have people that are creatives. Our education system does not allow, right, for the interconnection with those skill sets. So when you go to, I'm not calling any particular institution, you're taught programming as opposed to cross-fertilization. When I look at, I got stuff here, but anyway, when you look at how BCC does its educational program, you get a degree in IT, associate degree, whatever. The problem is, we are a tourism-based economy. You should not be leaving BCC with an ICT degree before having a heavy component in a business solution. So, you have IT people who don't understand business and business models, okay? We have creative people who are lost upon the technology and sometimes the business model themselves because they have a brilliant idea, but they can't connect it. Because our education system is stuck in silos, meaning that you're gonna teach IT, you can teach some person to be creative, and you can teach some person business. And business is not forced to solve problems through technology, and technology people are not forced to solve problems that engage business.
Mr. Williams adds,
I saw a program recently on, I think it's BCC Canada, on the Canadian channels, where they did an experiment where the Canadians logged on to get pricing for airline travel to United States, someplace in the United States. Put into your location to that one location to another, and the prices were, say, $20. What they did, they turned on a VPN. We all know what a VPN is. Put in the same destination there, and the price was lower. So let me say what that means for the Caribbean and our context. It means there's an imbalance of resources where we pay more. If we don't start off with an equal footing, as Caribbean people, you're on the back foot already. We can't even afford to pay for what we need to pay for. Imagine not having to pay because we are not a preferential destination. And Canada is a preferential destination to the United States. But United States owns these platforms, so imagine what they're doing to us. Let me drill down to Barbados now. We all know that if you go on YouTube right now, we can see a list of channels that have live streams going. But have you asked yourself, if you don't subscribe to a specific provider, like Barbados government, if anybody in Barbados goes live, if you're gonna see them? So think about it. When you go live, you are not subscribed to some of these American content providers, but you're getting it coming up in your live feed to watch. But our people in Barbados and across the region know have to specifically subscribe to the individual. What that does is if no one knows me and he said I'm going to go live and stream, no one is going to watch me.
And what does he recommend, therefore?
We have to build our own platforms. We need to have our own platforms because if we don't, we're going to miss the monetization part because every dollar that is made gets an American cut. The nation is in trouble. Because right now, it's cheaper to advertise on Google, the social media platforms as advertised with the nation. But think about what's happening here. We're now spending foreign exchange to advertise to our own local people.
Businessman Stephen Williams, and this has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.